Not long after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky squared off with President Trump over funding for the Appalachian Regional Commission, the ARC has a new federal co-chair. And as Becca Schemmel reports, the commission's newest member has close ties to Senator McConnell.
Longtime McConnell aide Tim Thomas says he can see a day when the Appalachian Regional Commission is no longer needed.
My vision for ARC is to see the day that this agency can shutter its doors because its goals and objectives have been reached in large measure. It will not happen on my watch. It will probably not happen on the watch of my successor, but I can see that day on the horizon.
President Trump had wanted the ARC's end to come much sooner than that. The president's first budget proposed eliminating ARC funding, but Thomas's boss, Senator McConnell, restored that funding. Thomas worked for McConnell for almost 10 years as both a field representative and a field office director. He says that helped him become familiar with ARC and the work that it does.
Coming from Kentucky, obviously I know how important ARC is to Eastern Kentucky. Familiarity with those communities and their needs, and I think all of that just prepares me for my role here.
Thomas wants to focus on diversifying the economy by helping small business and entrepreneurs in the region. Those familiar with the ARC say Thomas will need political savvy to make that happen.
So one of the advantages I think that Tim Thomas has is his connection with McConnell and that leadership and his ability to go to these other federal agencies and get their attention.
That's Ron Eller, Appalachian author and distinguished professor of history emeritus at the University of Kentucky. He says most Republican presidents have sought to zero out the ARC budget, but powerful members of Congress whose districts benefit usually push back. Eller says the majority of the power of the ARC is in the hands of the governors of the Appalachian region states.
The governors, since the late 1960s, have really lost interest to a great degree in the economic problems of the Appalachian portions of their states.
Eller says there has been tension in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia over what economic development means for the region. He says the dominance of the coal industry has prevented alternative uses for federal funds to promote economic development. Eller says now that coal is playing a smaller role in the economy, central Appalachia states are looking at alternatives for economic development. Thomas has said small business development is one of his top priorities.
Let me tell you, I am bullish on Appalachia. If it were a stock, I would be buying because I believe it to be an undervalued asset.
Thomas says most new jobs are created by small businesses, and there's no reason to think the next great entrepreneur can't come from Appalachia. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schemmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.